Edwina Hughes is with us today from Peace Movement Aotearoa. Look, you might not realise, but the UN Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, that's the independent body of human rights experts which monitors state party compliance with the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination, are going to actually examine this country's performance today and tomorrow during its 93rd session in Geneva. The committee's to hold 2 3-hour interactive dialogue sessions where they'll be looking at this government's performance in addition to New Zealand's written report and the interactive dialogues. The committee will take into account parallel reports from Peace Movement Aotearoa, the New Zealand Council of Trade Unions, Action for Children and Youth, Aotearoa, Save Our Unique Landscape, Seoul are involved as well, Multicultural New Zealand, and many more organisations who have contributed to a report on how this country is faring. Now, bear in mind, too, next month is the 10th year since the designing of the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, 7 years since our country signed to it. And I thank Edwina Hughes from Peace Movement Aotearoa, which she says is a predominantly Pākehā organisation that would not purport to speak on behalf of Māori, but they do use a cultural lens when looking at our government's performance. And I thank Edwina for joining us from the capital. Tēnā koe, Edwina.
Oh, tēnā koe, tau.
Good to talk with you. This is important. The United Nations are well aware of some of the challenges we face in New Zealand and government performances on treaties, on the expectations that the UN have to try and eliminate racial discrimination globally. So New Zealand in focus, what can we anticipate over the next couple of days?
Well, as you said earlier, there's two interactive dialogues. One will take place tonight, New Zealand time, and then one again tomorrow with government representatives. And during that time, the committee will be questioning the government delegation about how New Zealand is implementing the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination. And then at the end of the 93rd session, which will be towards the end of August, they'll issue concluding observations that will include, if they can find any areas to praise the government on, but mainly it will comprise a list of issues and topics that they're concerned about, and also recommendations on what the government can do about them. And I might just point out that the committee last considered New Zealand in 2013, and pretty much all of the recommendations in relation to the Treaty of Waitangi, in relation to Indigenous peoples' rights, in relation to the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, pretty much all of those issues that the committee raised, there's been no progress since 2013.
Well, we hope that there is some traction, but I appreciate that at least the shortcomings are being identified to those who consider these issues from a global perspective. Just to touch on some of the issues that have been raised by Peace Movement Aotearoa and other non-government organisations, for instance, a look at institutional racism and structural discrimination in the administration of justice, employment and the health system. The government's failure to meet the minimum standard of free, prior and informed consent in relation to Māori lands, territories and resources. The denial of the right of self-determination for hapū and iwi, the constitutional framework and the treaty, the Waitangi Tribunal report, the declaration and the treaty, Te Whakaputanga, Me Te Tiriti, and the Marangamai Aotearoa report as well. The National Action Plan on Human Rights. The committee's concluding observation on New Zealand's performance is going to be released after the 93rd session, as Edwina has pointed to. So really, when you stack them up, it seems that this sort of image we like to cultivate of some sort of racial utopia is wide of the mark, and we have some significant cultural challenges in our own land.
Yeah, that's correct. And I think that this is an area where New Zealand governments, you know, right from the 18 whenevers, It's an area where the New Zealand government spectacularly fails, despite, you know, I mean, when the government itself puts in its reports to United Nations human rights monitoring bodies, such as this one, it says that the treaty is the basis of the, you know, is a key part of our constitutional arrangements, but it quite clearly isn't. If you look at all the issues around lands, territories and resources, if you look at the institutional racism in the administration of justice in particular, that's one that we focus on, health and education, and all of the statistics that are associated with that quite clearly show that the treaty relationship is not being followed by any New Zealand government.
Well, we know that a lot of these UN committees have recommendatory powers, and our government at its whim can ignore them, as they did too early on when the special rapporteur came over and said, hey, get your head around the foreshore seabed legislation better and stop ripping off the tangata whenua. But, of course, that fell on deaf ears at the time. So is that the case here with this committee as well, only can have recommendatory but not binding powers?
Well, it's an interesting situation. The New Zealand government signed up voluntarily and ratified this international convention, and therefore it is legally binding on New Zealand governments. However, as you pointed out, they choose to pretty much ignore the recommendations. But the thing is that while the government itself may ignore the recommendations, the concluding observations and what these human rights committees say are really useful for NGOs, for hapu and iwi groups, for whānau and so on and so forth, because they are documents that can be used, you know, whether you're making submissions or whatever you're doing. But, you know, it adds to the body of international law around Indigenous people's rights. So that's obviously crucially important for Māori.
Well, once again, I thank you for drawing our attention to this important hui being held on the other side of the globe in Geneva. And we have some strong Māori involvement with it all. I've just got some updates for you about how you might like to watch it. It is being webcast or web series, live streamed, call it what you will. The dialogue between committee members and government delegations is going to be webcast at 3 o'clock this afternoon. That's New Zealand time, 1 a.m. Wednesday, and 1 a.m. tomorrow morning. There we go. And it's 10 a.m. Wednesday tomorrow, at 8 p.m. the 16th of August on UN Web TV, which you'll find out to on the Committee on Elimination of Racial Discrimination. You can find that out pretty straightforward on the web as well. I thank Edwina Hughes for joining us from the organisation that's really been championing our involvement here. That's the Peace Movement Aotearoa, and look forward to talking with you again soon. Thanks for your time today, Edwina.
Oh, kia ora. Thank you, Dale.
All the best. Bye now.
Bye now.